Welcome to That's a Chunky. This is Kevin here with Jared, King of the Slams. And we have a very special guest, a man who is overqualified to be Mike from Adventure 365. We are lucky to be joined by Terrence Bernie Hines. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here, guys.
So we love to hear people's sort of foray from these actors doing all these amazing things into sketch comedy on I Think You Should Leave, which is its very own unique world. So we know most actors who end up on the show audition. Can you think back to sort of how you got the part, and if you just auditioned for this role, or did you audition for multiple roles this season?
Okay. Well, I've done a lot of sketch comedy before. It's actually been a bit since I've done the last sketch comedy. But yeah, I have a history of that, and I actually love it. On this particular job, I had worked with this CD, the casting director, before, but it's been a while. So when she sent me an audition for this, I was like, oh, cool, Leslie Wu. All right, let's do this. So I did it, and I got a note from my agent the next day saying, they really like that, but they want you to audition for this other role in this other episode. And so I was like, okay, cool. That turned into, ended up auditioning for 5 different episodes.
Wow.
So I figured I was at least on the right track. and they finally settled on this particular one of Mike, which I had a lot of fun with, you know. And it's a crazy show, but it's really a lot of fun doing it. And I can see why you guys do a podcast on it. It's actually a blast.
We love it, and we see like a lot of intricate things in the episode. And one we've heard from a lot of people we've interviewed, and I can imagine it really happened in this sketch, was we're guessing that we only saw like a small fraction of the takes. There was probably a lot of insults and dialogue that didn't make the final cut. Can you remember any of the stuff that might have got left on the cutting room floor?
Oh, well, you know, yes, you're right. There was a lot that didn't quite make it into this particular episode for timing purposes or, you know, whatever. But I was initially just going to do one part of one scene, and then they weren't sure exactly what they were going to do with that, because they were still, the thing with sketches, a lot of times what they'll do is they'll come up with stuff on the fly, right? They'll see something, they go, oh, let's do more of that, or that works, let's change this around to make it better. So I did this one thing where when when Ronnie's doing his zip lining, the initial idea was that we actually were really good friends, right? And so we got really close as he was doing his zip lining, because he was there all the time. But the guy never took any directions. And so he would really, really piss me off. And so, you know, we filmed a couple of scenes where I was like, you know, just jumping up and down, throwing my hands up and everything like that, calling him an idiot or whatever. And he was just like, yeah, I'm just going to do it anyway. And we filmed a couple of things with me and a couple of the other guys talking about him. And my thing was, or my character's thing was, you know, he's kind of special. Let's just kind of, you know, give him a little bit of leeway. But he just took, I gave him an inch and he took an arm. So by the end of the episode, I was like, you know, I tried, but he kept wrenching that rope and he kept pulling on it. He just would not listen. Believe it or not, I have a feeling, I have not seen it yet, but I think there's going to be a meme coming out called Shut Up, Mike.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's so many memes from the show. And in fact, it's sort of like a question I usually ask at the end, but since we're sort of segueing into it, you're going to have a lot of experience in the world where people are going to be yelling, Shut Up, Mike, at you.
Yeah, I think so.
There's a diehard fan base for the show. Have you had any sort of interactions that have been out in public where you've had to, you realize someone's yelling at you because of the show, or have you been recognized out in public?
Are you someone telling me, Shut Up, Mike? Well, My wife tells me that all the time, but that's a whole other story that we won't get into right now. But yes, yeah, somebody did come up to me and yell that once. And I was like, wait a minute, what? Okay.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it's a blessing and it's a curse at the same time. But you know what? Anytime any one of you guys see me out on the street and you yell, shut up, Mike, I will smile.
I think the interaction between you and Tim, it's one of the handful of few highlights from the season. Jared, what do you, this is no, like,
I agree. I think you're in probably thus far one of the most recognizable sketches from this season because, I don't know. There's like, we mentioned memes, like there's just a lot of memes of the zip lining. I've been using the phrase a lot in my personal life. You're just here for the zip line. I think it's a great sketch.
I love that.
It's one of the top ones. And then I think you killed it in there. I mean, your interaction with him is great. I kind of wish I saw these other interactions, but I guess I trust the editing process that they like, you know, they decided that this was the best way to present you, but like, I thought it was phenomenal. And I laugh every time when, it was probably my first laugh out loud moment this season. I mean, it's in episode one, but, I love that interaction.
So that wasn't tough, huh?
No. Yeah, I know. But I'm curious, like, so I love to get into kind of the nuts and bolts of it. Like, I assume they filmed this at like a really nice, like mansion type setup. Right. And, you know, how long were you there? Like, how many times did Tim go down the zip line that day? I'm just curious.
We actually did film it at a nice mansion in Pasadena, California. I was there probably 12, 13 hours.
Wow.
Tim and I got to bond for a little bit before we actually started shooting because we're both from Detroit. And so
really?
We were bonded over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's actually from a suburb of Detroit, and I'm from the inner city of Detroit. He's from a city called Royal Oak. So we got a chance to bond over that a bit. And he's a really cool guy. I mean, he's crazy. You know, when it comes down to, you know, he knows exactly what he wants or he doesn't. And he just tries a bunch of stuff and sees what works. But yeah, we took a long time to just shoot as many possibilities and give, you know, the editors as many choices as possible. And they were all funny. So if you can give an editor, you know, tough choices, then you've done your job well.
Yeah.
There's some element where we have a lot of straight men for Tim on the show. And I just feel like you're like the most sincere straight man that we have in this season. But I guess part of the challenge of that is you have to deliver your lines without breaking. And Jared and I were talking, we were just rewatching the sketch again. And we think some of the other people there are breaking. Did you have any issues or are you just a pro where you never laugh in a sketch comedy set?
Well, you know, I gotta admit, when you first started asking this question and you were telling me about how many straight men are on the show, I was like, okay, so how many gay men are on the show?
Yeah, I even thought that too until I finally got to
I wasn't quite connecting this. I was like, wait a minute. But as far as that goes, you know, as far as comedy goes, I'm either the wacky, wacky, wacky guy, or I am the straight guy. Yeah. And yes, I'm used to just keeping a straight face because that's the comedy. I mean, that's the rhythm of comedy. You got to have the crazy with the straight. And that's where people looking at that and they go, oh, that's funny as heck. I enjoy the straight guy more than the wacky guy, honestly. So, I mean, you know, I'm modest about it. But yes, that is one of my fortes is
love
to...
it.
Not crack up.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good, but I think this set would have got me. Jack, so have you seen Tim's show Detroiters at all?
I was gonna ask.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I love that show, man.
We do too. We're praying for a season three, and we're gonna get you to slide right in. Like you got the open door now. They need some Detroit natives.
Ooh.
I mean, the show is almost all Detroit natives.
I know.
I think we got to make that happen. Season three.
Well, I've met Tim. I've worked with Tim. I've met Sam. I've not worked with Sam yet, but you know, hey, I would totally love that.
Yeah.
In fact, it's a sin that I've not been on it already. What is up
with
that, guys?
That's what I'm saying.
Come on.
I know. I feel kind of bad.
We need to start a campaign or something.
Petition or Maybe they just thought like you, I don't know. Maybe they thought you would turn it down or something. I don't know. We got to make this happen.
You know, actually Tim was telling me the same thing. He was like, he wasn't sure why I had not been on that show, but I think, you know, there's always tomorrow. We can definitely, hopefully there will be another season and we can rectify that really quickly.
That would be amazing.
You know, it's been fun being on this show, man. I got to tell you, I've even had people, like I was at a theater a couple of weeks ago, and this guy walks up to me and he goes, okay, you were in the first episode of I Think You Should Leave this season, right? You played Mike. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, okay, I work on that show. I'm the stunt coordinator for that show. You have no idea how much they loved that episode. And I loved it too. I was like, wow, thanks, man. I love hearing stuff like that. You know, because you get out there and you put it out, you put yourself out there when you hear when people like it, it's like, okay, it was worth it.
The show is really beloved. And initially it was a very small community of people who really, really love the show. But since we started doing the podcast, you just sort of see the community expand and it's becoming a little more mainstream. So I think it's a very timeless sketch you're in. It's like perfectly executed and I think people are going to watch it for a long time.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate what you guys are doing. And I agree. I mean, you can't help but like this because it's funny as heck. And yeah, more.
Yeah. Yeah. Jared, he's answering all my questions. You should jump in with whatever you got.
No, I'm curious. You said you read for some other roles. Do you happen to know or remember the ones that you were reading for that, you know, maybe made the final cut for season three or maybe didn't?
You know, honestly, I'm pretty sure that they all made it. They just weren't the exact, you know, exactly what they needed from me for that particular show. I don't remember the names, guys. I remember there's one about this guy who was, he was a fisherman and he went out fishing or something like that. I'm sorry. It's been a little bit since I actually read for them, but absolutely, they were all funny, as you can imagine. So yeah, that wasn't helpful.
We got to try. That's our job to figure out what that one was.
I don't know that one either. I'm sure people are probably screaming right now if they're listening to this, but I'm just curious. So did you kind of seek out opportunities in sketch comedy? You mentioned you have a history with it. I'm just curious for this show, do you kind of always keep your feelers out for roles in sort of sketch comedy shows?
You know, I was... most of my career has been comedy, honestly. And I was back when I first got started in the business, I naturally just kind of gravitated towards sitcoms, you know, live audiences. And, you know, I'm trained in UCB, you know, through all their levels, ultimate, what is that called again? What does UCB mean, guys? It's been a while.
Upright Citizens Brigade.
Yeah.
So I did their training program in a little bit of Second City. And, you know, I actually had an improv group for a while back called Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay. And so we kind of did our little thing around the LA area. Yeah, Marvin Gaye and Chardonnay, sounds right. And so I do gravitate towards that. And I kind of have a little bit of a, you know, casting directors, when they look for someone that has the experience or could be funny, I do tend to, you know, get calls here and there. So it's a blast. I mean, that's just some of my favorite stuff in the world to do.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you delivered in this one. I mean, I can tell you, and the thing about I Think You Should Leave is like people continue to find it. It's not like you just watched a new episode of like Lost or something, you know, like just some show that like is in the mainstream. I think people find this at various points in time and watch it over and over again. So I think you're going to find a lot of people that are very... because I think a lot of the humor of the show, like you don't appreciate it the first time through, or you miss it, and you know, you kind of just pick it up over and over again, and it just kind of sticks with you. So I think you're going to find a lot of people out in the community will recognize you. And I also think that like the other thing about the community is it's very good natured. You know, like everyone is like very warm and nice. So I don't think you're going to get... I mean, people may yell "Shut up, Mike" at you, but I think it'll come from a good place.
I hope so.
And I'm sure that they would just, you know, geek out at seeing you, because I think it's, you know, it's a show that everyone just has the soft spot for.
Well, I love it. I love what I did. And, you know, honestly, I was looking earlier, day or two ago, on Reddit. And somehow this came up. And I noticed that there was like, this particular scene was posted on a Reddit forum. And there was 104,000 comments on it, on this scene.
Oh, my God.
And one guy said, yeah, I've watched it like 55 times. I was like, oh, boy. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's always cool.
I would have been mad if I forgot to bring this up, but Jared, Terrence was in this ad that is one of the like most famous ads in the history of TV. Terrence, do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes. Nutrigrain.
So, yeah, there was this Nutrigrain bar ad where the people are saying like, I feel great. And it almost seemed like they were like, almost how someone would act if they were on cocaine. I don't know, I think I'm
crack
crazy
cocaine,
to say that. Yeah.
Every person that I've shown this to for the first time says that.
It was a huge ad. So you get, when we're done, you got to go back and watch that.
Yes, can find look that. Up what? Nutrigrain commercial on YouTube or on Google. I got to tell you, man, that commercial, when I was shooting it, I was absolutely sure that the director was either on drugs or absolutely just bullshit crazy.
It's crazy.
But you know what? I just went with it. It is a crazy commercial. As I was doing, I mean, look, the commercial starts off with me. I'm an executive sitting at my desk, or it's not the beginning of the commercial, but it's the beginning of me in the commercial. I'm sitting at my desk like this, and I'm looking at these pair of women's panties in my hand. And I'm just staring at them, and it just gets crazier from there. Okay, this commercial ended up being so popular that it became a meme, and they actually translated it into a Japanese anime commercial. They used our voices, but you know, anime characters were doing the same thing as I and everyone else in the commercial. And it ran all over Southeast Asia, and it became a big hit over there. And honestly, guys, I've actually been on movie and TV sets where the stars would come up to me and go, Nutrigrain.
Oh my
God. This movie. Yeah, believe it or not, I did this movie with Ben Stiller, right? And Ben was going over because he directed it. He was telling me about some of the things that he wanted me to do in a particular scene. And Patton Oswalt was also in the movie. He walks up to Ben and he goes, Ben, do you know who this guy is? Have you ever heard of the Nutrigrain commercial? And Ben ended up changing part of what I was going to do in the next scene based on the character from the Nutrigrain commercial.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, you couldn't go wrong with stuff like that.
Did that?
I'm very fortunate.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Did that air during a Super Bowl?
No.
Okay. Okay. All right. That's what I had read. I felt like I saw it at some point, and I rarely watch like television ads. And I remember watching that and just being like, holy shit. Like, what was that? It was a really memorable ad.
Yes. Thank you. I had fun. I thought it was crazy, but I just went with it. So.
I love
there you
it.
Go.
History.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
all right.
I am super, super excited. I think this Mike from Adventure 365 is, I feel like I need like a whole spinoff show about like the shit Mike from Adventure 365 deals with. People wrenching the line, people pulling on the rope.
Pulling the rope. Misreading it. They just don't listen.
And just like all the hijinks you have to deal with. I would watch that show. We know we have Terrence on a time limit. I think we're getting pretty close. So Jared, if you have any final questions.
No, I'm just curious, this season, I don't know if you've watched all of the episodes yet. Are there any other sketches that you kind of grab, or even in prior seasons that stick out to you that are your favorites?
The one with the pig, you know, he has a pig.
Oh, pig yeah, face that's, or,
yeah.
That
that's
just, that kills me.
It's
every
a really
time.
Funny one.
Yeah,
that's another standout from this season. Yeah, I think we had that in our top five this season. It's just very, very anti-capitalist, you know. I don't have to go to work on Monday. That line sticks with me.
There you go. I think that could be another meme. You know what I'm saying? I think they could probably be, I mean, if they wanted, there could be a meme from every episode. It's that crazy.
Yeah. Terrence, go. We'll send you some links on Twitter. I'm not even lying to you. There's probably like not that there's like 500 memes on Twitter, there's like 500 people making memes about this show on Twitter.
Oh my God.
It's wild.
It's incredible.
It is. Yeah.
You wow. are... Including our co-host who couldn't make it tonight. He has a leading account on it. Where he was actually just interviewed by Vulture in an article about the meme ability of the show. It has, you know, a very devoted follow. And I think Reddit is the area where Kevin spends his time more than Twitter, which is where I go. But people just...
This is probably the most memeable show on TV right now.
Yeah. I think it is. Yeah.
And they'll take the quotes, like, for example... If somebody named Mike in the world says something stupid, like somebody's gonna post like "Shut up, Mike!" Like,
shut up, Mike.
It's like everything gets
a politician. Connected. Yeah, like anything. Yeah,
could be Michael Jordan. Could be anybody.
be Michael Jordan.
I do want to respect your time commitment, Terrence. Thank you so much for being on. And if there's anything you want to plug before you go, we would love to hear what you're working on.
Well, first of all, thank you guys so much for having me on the show.
Our pleasure.
I love the show. I respect the following that it has because it totally deserves it. And I want, you know, anyone that wants to reach out to me, they're very, very welcome to connect with me on Instagram. It's Terrence, T-E-R-E-N-C-E, Bernie, B-E-R-N-I-E, H-I-N-E-S. So if you can remember all that, Terrence at Terrence Bernie Hines.
And we'll link it in the notes.
That would be great. Thank you guys for having me on. I guess the other thing that I'm working on right now is I'm directing I'm in pre-production on directing a feature. It's going to be a horror feature. And of course, I'm going to put some comedy elements in there as well. Just stay tuned. I'll be posting updates on it on my IG and elsewhere. And again, just thank you guys for what you do and for having me on your show.
Our pleasure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay.
Good night, Terrence.
Bye, guys.
Good night.
You too.
Take care.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And for our listeners, obviously, James couldn't be here tonight. He's his ponytail got stuck under an SUV. Tragic, and like someone wanted to cut him out, but you know,
I don't know if I said this on our last episode, but I actually think my neighbor has like a way you could kind of park that you could go over the sidewalk, and sometimes we throw our car there when we're in a hurry, and I totally now will always think like, do not roll over the sidewalk because someone with a ponytail could be trapped under my car, which is, you know, I never would have thought that before this season.
This is going to reveal how sort of small the town I live in is, but there's like, I don't know, like 10 sidewalks in the whole town. And they're all have people parked on them. And like, it's usually not a big deal, but it's like when you're like pushing a double stroller or something. And
yeah,
like,
strollers. Oh, yeah, that's tough.
It's murder. And although Terrence was really nice, I did want you to know, he says your face looks like a clock.
Ah, you never know. God, he seems so great.
I know. He seemed really nice.
He called you a hoe, but it's fine.
Oh, damn it. I believe James is a drug addict.
I think we all know that.
Watched that sketch a lot, and it's hard to tell in preparation for the interview, but just what an amazing sketch. You sort of have the him grasping at straws with the insults.
Yes.
The whole zip line thing is amazing. And then obviously the insults that we just said. Also the part where he's eating his meal really fast, which is really funny.
I love that. Yeah.
The part where he reveals that he always wants to be alone, which is just a hilarious thing to say.
I think he says, like, I want to be alone forever, which is just like, and he's just sitting there all solemnly, and that guy's like with him, and he's just like, oh man.
And then there's the part with where like he's, hold on, I lost my train of thought. where he's talking about there's something really bad at home.
Yeah. Which is also, I think there's a lot of meme opportunities with that too. Yeah, it's brilliant. It's weird because, like, I think we talked about before this season that, like, there's a certain timelessness to a lot of these sketches that he does. It's not very pop culture heavy, mm-hmm. Other than, like, game shows. But even the game shows that have been on the show have been kind of, like, old-timey, like, game shows. Like, stuff we would have watched in, like, the 80s or 90s. This is, like, them really – I mean, this – I think the Kim Kardashian's head falling off, that's the closest – this show has gotten to pop culture, I think. Yeah. And I thought it, I mean, like, it's one of the best sketches. I was worried that, like, if they kind of ventured into this, because I know when we saw the trailer, I know James did a breakdown where he was showing, like, all these frames, and he's like, is this a Bachelor ripoff? And I was like, that would be kind of odd. But it was just so well done and executed. And, you know, Terrence was great in it. Like,
yeah.
Just the idea of bringing, like, having a vendor to monitor the zip line, and then just him to have like a like this like feud with him because he's doing the zip line the wrong way. It's just it's too funny.
So I think you and I would both hesitantly admit that we have watched some Bachelor.
Yeah,
we have talked about it.
We talked about it as it's airing. I think we've texted about episodes of The Bachelor. Yeah.
So it's like, is the zip line a metaphor for alcohol?
I viewed it more as a metaphor for like having a girlfriend at home. Because it's like, it's a distraction that like, you know, is keeping him from developing a relationship with. Well, it's like the right reasons idea. So it's like, yeah. or actually maybe not even that. Maybe it's a metaphor for like being on the show for your career or something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's your like yeah, Instagram right. followers or something. Yeah, that's it. Because it's like, it's clearly a classic wrong reason to be there. And the typical wrong reason, I guess, could either be you have a girlfriend at home or more likely you just want to get popular so that you can make money off of. Which that's not a, like, there's some, again, full disclosure, I've watched some Bachelor seasons, multiple, and I've followed some of these people that were on them, and they have, like, their careers are just, like, coasting on the fame of their one season Bachelor performance.
They just, like, appear at, like, Club Aqua and Club Haunted House.
Or they have their cell phone. They have podcasts that make money. Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do appearances at clubs. It's like, so, I would say. But, I mean, alcohol, I could see that too. I don't think it's a
completely far off. Those are the people that always just made me crack up the most. Like, everyone's trying to find love. And then there's one person who's just getting fucking smashed all the time.
I know. Yeah.
Kind of sad, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's the show. And I feel bad. Like, I don't know. These people are kind of putting themselves out there, and these producers are probably like just pumping them with alcohol and like trying to get like moments that can be televised. But yeah, no, I think it's like, I love that sketch. I love the line about like after you were reprimanded by the producers for not eating. Like, it's just like you ate really quickly and then ran off. Which is just, it's so funny that, like, they would have had to, like, reprimand you for not eating and just focusing on the zip line. That's amazing.
It's just funny, like, we've been a part of some rental houses. And, like, sometimes there's an element to the rental house where you're just like, this is fucking amazing. I have access to this for, like, 3 days.
I'm thinking of the Daytona arcade machine, which was phenomenal. To be able to race that little dinky machine a lot. But yeah, it's cool.
I always get made fun of for like in rental houses or hotels for like utilizing the pool a lot. Yeah. And I'm just like, I kind of like the pool, and I don't have one at my house, but. I'm also not in those situations to be on a dating show, so I can't use the pool. Oh, anyway, amazing sketch. I don't have too much more to add on. I was really glad we got to talk
amazing.
To Terrence. He has one of the things, if we had more time, and we can do this next time, he has been on Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I saw. I know. I was going to ask him about it, but yeah, he was.
Yeah. Curious what that show is like being made.
Yeah, that would be kind of interesting. The process. It's a show that's kind of like been in a little bit of a blind spot for me. Like I've seen episodes of it, but I know that if I just, I should watch the whole series.
Same.
I haven't. It was just, I don't know if it was on a channel that I just didn't have or something. I don't know, but I haven't had time to catch up on it, but I appreciate a lot of the people that are involved in the show and the humor of it. That Nutri-Grain thing, I'm going to look it up because Nutri-Grain bars, like I took one of those like every day for lunch to school, like 100% through like junior high to middle to high school. So I'm sure I've seen that ad. I watched a lot of network TV, so I can't imagine I didn't see that ad.
It was definitely a throwback for me to hear. It is a wild, wild ad. I'm kind of thinking like that ad in the hands of the I Think You Should Leave community could make it go viral again. I mean, it was a pretty viral thing, but once they see Mike from Adventure 365 going around the office, it definitely has, like, whoever wrote that ad was like, let's have Nutri-Grain bars be a like a vehicle for what people look like when they take cocaine. Like it's crazy as fuck.
Is the premises that it's like a morning snack that'll give you energy? Is that,
I think that... so. Yeah.
All right.
I know.
Well, I've got to check it out. That is going to be the first thing I do we'll
get a little reader feedback on that.
Should we do a whole podcast devoted to that ad?
We might.
Well, let me watch it first. Let me catch up on it. And then...
Yeah. I also want to do a little research on like the, I'm really feeling driving crooner memes lately. You know, the ones where they're on the side of the submersible are a little dark, but
yeah, that's a little dark.
I even saw one where it was like some,
but diving crooner is hilarious. I mean, it's a hilarious play on, you know,
it is.
I mean, on an unfortunate situation, but yeah,
I saw one with some toddler and they had like the hat and the cigar, like there's people who make all the toys from I Think You Should Leave, like they don't make them exactly, right. But it's like on the front, but if you turn it to the side, you can see it's on the plastic. And we got to figure out some way to make money off this. I really want to.
Well, I think, well, we should. Yes, we should make money off of this. I think if I got those stickers, I assume someone's making stickers, but I should put the stickers on my wife's car and just see how long. Like, she'll just be so pissed off. I don't think she's seen the sketch, so she super won't even understand it, which will be great.
Just put it on the back windows. Or, like, if you put it on the back passenger, she would never see it. It's just like, what are your kids, like, doing the driving crooner?
Yeah, I should train my kids to do the, like, crooner face, and then that would drive my wife insane, too. It would be great.
Fuck! They're trying to make it look fake! That sketch is insane, man.
It's completely insane.
Yeah, man, I love it.
Telling you, Jelly Bean. I watched Jelly Bean. I went on a deep I Think You Should Leave dive last night. We had some kids sleeping over here, and I put them to bed, and I just I watched several episodes, and Jelly Bean still does it for me.
Should we do the Jelly Bean podcast? Or we just don't
where people have to make us to make us say stuff. Yeah, let's just do it. It's a fucking cup. It's a house. It's a house.
It's a rake. No, it's a brilliant sketch. I'm gonna watch it some more. Again, I think You Should Leave is on like an NBA arc where as each season goes on, there's like more and more parody. There's no weak sketches, you know? It's like season three. All right. I think that's what we got for this episode. I'll stay on with you. We can strategize for the future. Signing off. A nice short episode for you guys today. That's Chunky. Golden Key Prints is run by graphic artist and printmaker Scott Holford. He has a number of designs inspired by I Think You Should Leave, screen printed on shirts and totes, and digitally printed on paper, greeting cards, and stickers. Visit his website to check it out at goldenkeyprints.myshopify.com and use code CHUNKY at checkout for an additional 10% off any order. That's a Chunky has always been supported by the Etsy shop of Swayzine, Swayzine. In the past, you've seen his amazing motivational posters, his at the Nighthawks diner featuring characters from I Think You Should Leave. You also know his vintage jazz posters of Paul Bufano, Marcus the Worm Hicks, and Mookie Kramer. Swayzine has a ton of new items in his shop we wanted to let you guys know about. Those three jazz posters have been turned into attractive t-shirts. The Marcus Hicks in blue, the Mookie Kramer in green, Paul Bufano in white. He has a very affordable Bozo the Clown pewter sticker that you can put on your computer. There is a Baby of the Year bib and onesie. He has Angels and Archways t-shirts, as well as two new posters, one featuring Dangerous Knights, which is being framed and put on my wall, and an amazing portrait of Brian from the hat sketch, the insider trading sketch. But the whole point of me re-recording this ad was to tell you about maybe the most innovative I Think You Should Leave product I've seen in my time doing this podcast, which is actual Dan Flash's shirts. So this isn't like a t-shirt that says Dan Flash on the front. This is a short or short sleeve polo or a long sleeve collared shirt that has the pattern Tim Robinson is wearing in the Dan Flash's sketch, affordably priced at $30. I know when I went to the Dan Flash's stores at the Creeks, I spent $800 out the door and didn't eat for a long time, saving my per diem. But if you go to Etsy.com/shop/Swayzine, again, Swayzine is Swayzine. You can own these shirts yourself. And we want to thank Reggie from Swayzine for his support of That's a Chunky.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.